are struggling to know what tomorrow holds for them. In view of this, some visit prophets to give them revelations as regards their future. Some visit herbalists. Some people go to the extent of invoking spirits in order to know what the future holds for them. That's why the Bible says, take no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take care of itself. Some people hang well. While some people hang brains at sheep, that is life for you. If only some ladies know tomorrow, they wouldn't have engaged themselves in abortion. Because the children that would have brightened their future had been aborted. Now they are living their life in regret. If only we know that life is full of ups and downs. Somebody who is rich today will end up being poor. And a poor person today turn rich. We would have learned to live well today for better tomorrow. If those people that perish in Bellevue and Sosoliso Airline knew their tomorrow, they wouldn't have embarked on the journey. But this is my joy. Jesus knows my tomorrow, the beginning and the end. That means my tomorrow is secure. That reminds me of a lady who was planning for a wedding. She went abroad for her shopping. It was when she gained her consciousness in the hospital that she was told she had an accident on the eve of her wedding. But because Jesus Christ is my tomorrow, He will accomplish everything concerning me. If you are a policeman, police well. A governor, govern well. A lecturer, lecture well. Because you don't know what tomorrow holds for you. Know tomorrow. That reminds me of a man who single-handedly trained all his 7 children. Fortunately for him, the children grew up successfully. Some traveled abroad. Some were working in reputable companies. When it was time for this old man to eat the fruit of his labor, behold, he died. Without eating the fruit of his labor, I pray that will never be our portion in Jesus' name. I want to tell you there's no champion forever. In any way you can help out your brother who is in need now, please do. Because he may turn out to be your helper tomorrow. I have seen a case where a landlord had financial problem with his bank. And the house was later bought by his former tenant, who gave him a flat to occupy. That is life for you. So if you are a landlord, respect your tenant. And if you are a tenant, give your landlord the respect he deserves. Because nobody knows tomorrow. Some children have become thorns in their parents' flesh. They are disobedient and wayward. They turn their parents' effort to naught by indulging in different criminal acts at school. If only they know tomorrow, they wouldn't have ventured into it in the first place. Young man, if only you know tomorrow, you stop that atrocity. Young lady, if you too know tomorrow, you keep yourself chaste and won't be jumping from one man to another. It's not better to suffer today and have a better tomorrow than to enjoy today and suffer tomorrow. I pray that will never be your portion in Jesus' name. Why do you look so worried? Is it because you have not gotten a child? How have you lost your job? Is that the end of life? No! If there is life, there is hope. Have you forgotten the promise of God in the Bible? Who says all things work together for good to them that love Christ? I want to tell you today that what you are passing through today is for a reason. I see God turning your problem to miracle in Jesus' name. As for me, I can never be afraid of tomorrow. Because of my tomorrow is hidden in Christ. Therefore, my future is secured in Jesus' name.
Premiumniger.com.